Mothers from across Florida lobbied the Republican-led legislature Tuesday to oppose a host of NRA-backed measures that would allow weapons into public places. The volunteers with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense and Every Time for Gun Safety met with lawmakers to make their case for what they call common sense gun laws. Michelle Guida, with the Florida chapter of Moms Demand Action, says her group opposes many of the bills filed.
The way that we believe we can save the most lives is by opposing the expansion of Stand Your Ground, opposing guns on campus, opposing guns in elementary, middle, and high schools, and making sure that business owners have the right to determine whether or not they want weapons on their own property.
Frank and Maria Wright joined the group at the Capitol. Last June, their 31-year-old son Jerry was one of 49 people gunned down in the Pulse nightclub attack. But in their grief, a new resolve was born. Frank Wright says it is now his mission to push for legislation that would prevent guns from falling into the wrong hands.
We really feel strongly about this. In the case of our son, if we were able to keep those guns away from the bad people, he would be alive. But instead, people are thinking that more guns into more hands and more places is the solution, and that's not the solution. Not at all. Okay, we should find some way of background checks or things that will keep the guns away from the bad people.
Republican lawmakers argue that if law-abiding citizens could carry guns, they would be able to defend themselves and others in a mass shooting. The Wrights, however, do not believe their son could have defended himself. They cite the chaos that broke out in the dark and crowded nightclub. Maria Wright says confronting gun violence is not a Republican nor a Democratic issue, but an American issue. For WFSU News, I'm Joseph Zeballos-Roy.